This is The Record on KUOW, back from our jaunt to Georgetown. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman here in the KUOW studios. Negotiations between Boeing and its machinists union remain stalled after talks broke down last week. On Friday, machinists union president Tom Robleski said it's important for members to understand Boeing has withdrawn its offer. That's a bit of a question, however. Boeing says the offer is still on the table. Paul Fritzler is a Boeing mechanic who's been in the union for 3 years. He voted yes on the company's first offer. He says members should be able to vote on this contract, too.
I would just like them to authorize a vote on this proposal. I think we're being stonewalled. You know, it's my belief that the union leadership is there to represent us, not decide for us.
So you're saying that you don't feel like you have a say?
Correct.
How will that translate into the future of the leadership of this local?
I think there's a lot of discord with the machinists at Boeing in the union. I feel that a lot of people don't think they can trust the local leadership anymore. What that means going forward for the union, I don't know. I think that's something that's going to come up down the road, you know, after all this is settled.
Paul, you have organized a march that you are planning for Wednesday. How much support do you think your fellow machinists will give for that march? Do you think you'll see a big turnout?
I am hoping for a big turnout. We're trying to gauge how many people are interested. We have a lot of support on our Facebook page. We're just trying to gauge how much support we're going to have for the march, because there is an intimidation factor for a lot of people.
They're worried about the local leadership retaliating?
I don't know if they're really worried too much about the local leadership retaliating, more the hardcore union loyalists in Boeing that don't want to give anything back. There's kind of an intimidation factor there. You know, the last contract extension in November, we had union business reps. The local union couldn't come out and say no or yes on the contract. The business reps were going around Boeing to different shops and holding impromptu meetings and pushing everybody to vote no on the contract. Mm-hmm. And union stewards on the day of the vote were walking around the shop with vote no on their shirts.
At this point, given that you haven't seen the final contract offer, do you know how you would vote if that vote does happen?
If that vote does happen, I will be voting yes.
Because you want the security of a job?
Yes. Like I said before, I don't think the pension to me is not a sticking point, because I don't believe that pension is going to be around when I retire anyway. I would much rather take control of my own retirement.
Boeing mechanic Paul Fritzler. Not all machinists agree with him that there should be a vote on the most recent Boeing offer. Paul Voik works on the flight line in Everett. Voik says he would vote no on any contract that takes away anything that the union has won in the past. He says the threat of losing the 777X will not make him change his mind.
We have 75 years of unionized work here at the Boeing company, and to give it all away just to save it, yeah, it's a tough decision. But on principle, I still have to vote no on it. And yes, the majority of everybody out here, my brothers and sisters, they still are adamantly against the contract offer and would vote no again.
Machinist Paul Voik, KUOW is following the twists and turns in this on-again, off-again contract talk between Boeing and its machinists union. Coming up today on The Record, we're going to hear from Alex Peach. He's director of Washington State's Office of Aerospace. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record from KUOW.